Yesterday morning, dozens of same-sex couples converged on the Western District Courthouse in Eureka Springs in hopes of getting a marriage license after Pulaski County Circuit Judge Chris Piazza, the day before, overturned a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. The Eureka Springs Courthouse is routinely open Saturdays to issue marriage licenses, being a tourist wedding destination. At first, a deputy county clerk refused to comply, and everyone was ordered to leave by the Eureka Springs police. But an hour later, at 10 a.m., Deputy Clerk Jane Osborne stepped forward to issue licenses to same-sex couples. When asked why, she said it was because she had been instructed to do so. By the time the county office formally closed at 1 p.m., 17 licenses had been issued, the first to Fort Smith residents, Kristen Seaton, and her partner of 4 years, Jennifer Rambo. Cheryl Maples, lead attorney for the 43 plaintiffs in the case, was on hand to witness the event. She said Piazza's summary judgment did not include an order to stay same-sex marriage in the state.
Well, I know that 2 minutes after this was filed, the Attorney General's office filed a motion for emergency stay, and that will be the big issue Monday morning, and we're going to fight it. There is a reason why I think that Judge Piazza did not include that in his decision, and I really and truly believe that he has seen that there's been a systematic denial of civil rights to these people for years and years and years, and every day they're harmed by it, and allowing it to continue during an appeal process would be further harm to them. So I feel like there is a strong likelihood that marriages will be recognized and performed in the state of Arkansas while the appeal process is going on.
In the meantime, Arkansas same-sex couples are expected to show up at county courthouses across the state Monday morning. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.